Okay, guys, we're ready. Thank you for being here right now in my now moment, in your now moment. I am truly humbled to be a person delivering this content for you all, and I am amazed and just happy to be here overall. So thank you guys for being here. It's really simple. I want to talk about how good does it feel to connect to your true self. And by your true self, I'm not just meaning the person who you think you are, right? What I am meaning is the person behind the facade, the person behind the idea, okay? There is an idea, a notion that we all have. This notion can be, oh, I'm this person, or oh, I'm that person. And we kind of, throughout our lives, mold ourselves from different interactions, different relationships with our family, different relationships with people, hanging out, even watching movies, watching TV shows. We adapt to favorite character traits of our favorite character. And one of the things that's amazing, but is also detrimental, is carrying on additional characteristics onto your being that don't belong there, right? You, at the center, know the core version of yourself. You know who you are supposed to be in your heart space. That person who just smiles, that person who is amazing, you know who that is, right? You have access to that right now. And that is your power, that is your gift. The thing is, when we hide behind these facades, when we hide behind these characters, we are basically dimming our light. And that is one of the most irresponsible things we can do, because we dim our light to be accepted. We dim our light to be, well, to less judgment, right? To receive less judgment. But one of the things to consider is that we are made authentically. We are made in uniqueness. That means we all have unique characters, unique abilities, unique gifts. And these need to be expressed simply by being ourselves. And when we take on additional traits, additional characteristics, we are basically hiding ourselves behind a fake personality, right? And you're probably thinking, Daryl, I'm doing my best. And I absolutely know that, because you at every single moment are always doing the best that you can. But I'm here to give you guys a congratulations, because everyone in this group, everyone listening to this podcast, everyone watching on live is being authentic to their true selves. They are being the utmost person that they can be. And you're probably thinking, why? Why am I being true to myself? Well, number one, it is our time to unleash who we really are. 2019 is a year of reawakening. It's a year of taking ourselves and expanding upon our abilities, our traits, our skills, and our personalities. It's a year of exploding positive, peaceful energy toward as many people as we can. It's about including ourselves in the priorities of life. Because sometimes we can get so busy in responsibilities, duties, jobs, whatever, that we just forget ourselves. We put ourselves last or even second place. And the truth of the matter remains that you are the most number one priority in your life. The reason is, you are the vibration from which everything is attracting itself. So you taking care of your vibration attracts good things onto you. You not taking care of your vibration attracts, well, circumstances, unwanted circumstances and outcomes to you. So one of the most responsible things that you can do right now is being yourself. I want everyone to imagine with me. Take 30 seconds and imagine. We're just going to do a simple breathing technique. And I want you to imagine the person who you want to be, right? So close your eyes and just feel good right now. And just take a deep breath. And breathe out. And imagine, who does that person look like? What are they doing? Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. So now that you have this feeling, I want you to see that person. And I want you to see a mirror in between you and that person. So we're going to go back into our breathing. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now I want you to put your hand on the mirror in between you and that person that you visualize, that person that you are, that you want to be. Put a hand on that mirror and see as your reflection also puts a hand on that mirror. And breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. And I want you to feel it. Understand that however you move, that person in the mirror is moving as well. Now they may look different. They may be wearing different clothes, may have different hairstyle. They may even look different in energy, but understand that it's the same person. It is you. That is you. And by understanding that that person is you, it can bring in change, massive change. Because what we are doing, we are bridging the gap between the process of becoming and we are skipping to the actuality of being. There is a feeling space in which you can feel that person, in which you know who you are, right? You know how that person will walk, how they will talk, how they shake hands, how they give hugs, how they smile. You know everything, and it's in your imagination. And your imagination is nothing more than a catalog of all the potential vibrations and frequencies, aka states of being, that you have access to. So by you seeing that person in the mirror, putting that hand together, you're bridging the gap. You are that person. And I want you to do one last breathing technique, one last visualization. Breathe in. Breathe out. I want you to see this person giving you a hug. And as you're hugging this person, because it is you, as you're hugging, I want you to feel the integration. I want you to seamlessly feel the integration of energy. Feel the transmission of energy between the person you want to be and the person you are until there are one person left in that visualization. So breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. Breathe out. Now, how do you feel? How do you feel? Who am I asking that to? I'm not asking the you that started this live feed. I'm asking the current you. I'm asking the you on the leading edge. The you that just integrated with your wants, desires, and beliefs. How do you feel now? And honestly, understand, there is no objective reality. There is no objective you, that you are permanently you. There is only a fluid, dynamic piece of light energy that you have access to an infinite amount of yous. So by you doing this simple visualization technique, you are enabling yourself to integrate to the feeling place of a different state of being, aka the new you. And this is amazing. And I want you all to feel at harmony and at peace with the new you, and to understand that you are no longer a part of the old baggage, the old belief systems, the old habits, the old negativity, the old thoughts. You are released. I want you to feel a sense of being refreshed, a sense of being replenished, like you just took a nice dip in a cool spring. And I want you to accept this person that you are, because you are different now. In this now moment, you are changed. You are not entitled to talk the same way, to move the same way, to say hi to the same degree. You are now a person who can be free. Hello, Brenda. How are you doing? Hello. Feel good now, because you are changed. You have just went through an integration, integrating the you of your dreams to the you that is now. It feels amazing to liberate yourself from guilt, from fear, from doubt, from worry, to truly be free. Imagine your body lifting up, being encompassed in a pool of light, all of your worries and doubts drifting away down the stream. Light energy is filling every interspace of your molecule. That's who you really are, light energy. That's who you are at the core of your being. You are part of the structure of the universe. The fabric itself is weaved with your light. Hannah! Hello, Hannah! Welcome! Feel this light energy permeating through every single molecule of your body. You're doing great things right now. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. You are integrating light to a whole new scale. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, my friend. You are changed. Let's imagine this. The person who you always want to be is nothing more than a feeling. This person is nothing more than a feeling, right? How did you feel when you first got, the feeling of accomplishment, right? You were feeling proud. You were feeling amazed, happy, ecstatic. You felt proud to be alive, proud to be in your skin. And you knew that, didn't you? And then, how did you feel when you first helped someone? I mean, the really, really first time you really kind of said to yourself, wow, I actually helped someone, and that was amazing. That feeling is available to you right now. These are all feelings, right? But in those moments, you can track back and you can look back at each one of those people that you were. In that moment, you were the altruist, right? You were a person who was giving, who was full of altruism. In the moment of being accomplishment, right? You can feel that you were a person who you were proud of. All of these people, all of these versions of yourself are simply feelings. Feelings that you have access to right now. Feelings that you have access to right now. Enjoy. This is amazing. You are here on purpose. You exist on purpose. Your body is nothing more than light energy, interconnected with the source of everything. You are connected to the faucet. Not only the faucet, but the tap. You are connected to the pipes itself of the entire world. The framework is weaved inside of your genetic makeup. You are one person who is an accessor, a receiver of source energy. You receive amazing abundance from the entirety of the world. You are love integrated into a person. Something greater than you could ever have imagined. You exist right now. The greatest blessing mankind has ever witnessed is your existence. I am happy to see you here. I am happy to see you alive. I am happy to see you in your purpose. All of my newly awakened light beings, all of my newly awakened new yous, I am happy to see you here. Feel accomplished right now. Feel happy right now. Feel amazing right now. Accept it as your current state of being. You don't have to have a circumstance to feel the way as if it had happened. You don't need to have an event to feel the way as if it had happened. You don't need a person to feel the way as if it had happened. Simply be yourself. Feel how that person feels and enjoy. Enjoy who you are. Enjoy. You are one of the only people in the world who know this universal truth. What is this truth? The truth that circumstances don't matter. Only my vibrational state of being matters. Bashar introduced this concept, but earthly teachers have been repeating this for years. You are the center of the universe. You are the feeling, the attractor, the receiver of consciousness. It is you, my friend. It is you. You are connected right there with God, right there as a co-creator of your reality. How? Through your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, actions, and residual self-image, aka perception of self. I love you. Thank you for existing. Thank you so much. Thank you for being alive right now. We need you. We really do. The whole world needs you. It would be incomplete without your existence. Thank you for being a reflection. Thank you for existing. You're one of the most influential people that have ever existed. Why? Because you exist. And that is important. You offer a unique frequency that no one else can match. Only you can offer this frequency. Only you can be you. So be proud of this. And I thank you for taking the courage of going through this change, of becoming the new you, of integrating the new you. I'm proud of you. Please do not hesitate to message me. You can follow me on Instagram at @access_your_consciousness. You can also find me on my personal Instagram page at @bitchapo, or you can message me directly on Facebook. I am here for my amazing people. And thank you to all of you watching the replay. Peace, love, light to all my reflections, and I love you. I will see you soon.